This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. It's now 7:49 a.m. and we're taking a look at fresh graduate salary. Now, the fresh graduate salaries can expect a higher starting salary by the middle of this year. And that's according to Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Dato' Sri Mustapha Mohamad. And he said that the COVID-19 pandemic brought upon the worst economic recession in history, resulting in lower job opportunities and salaries, and added that the government is aware of this and will work towards creating quality jobs in order for employed graduates to enjoy better pay.
Well, I think the government will have to step up on this, right? I think even before COVID-19, Bank Negara Malaysia in its 2019 annual report has already pointed out there was excess supply of graduates and very limited high-skilled jobs available. So hopefully they will step up on it. But, you know, this is a long-term issue. And we're considering the majority of graduates entering the job market last year received a monthly salary of between 1,000 and only 1,500 ringgit compared to the average of 2,000 ringgit to 2,005 in 2019.
Now, the question is, what is the government basing their projection for higher starting salaries on? Diving into this conversation with us this morning is Dr. Joyita Mohamad, fellow at the Institute for Strategic and International Studies, Malaysia. Thank you for speaking with us, Joyita. Now, picking up from what we mentioned just now, do you think that Tokpa's projection of a higher starting salary in the next 3 to 4 months is realistic?
Good morning, everybody. Last year, MOF projected that GDP growth will bounce back to more than 7% this year, which is too optimistic, I'm afraid. As a trading nation, which is very much intertwined with global value chains activities, our economic growth is very much linked to externalities such as global demand, the existence of trade tensions and trade wars through the usage of non-tariff measures, as well as uncertainty surrounding energy prices. So again, given these externalities, it is possible that a V-shaped recovery will be difficult to be achieved this year. And additionally, KPMG has found that 45% out of 500 chief executive officers interviewed or surveyed globally are not expecting to see a return to normal until sometime in 2022. So given such sentiment, I do not think that the unemployment rate and also the starting salary especially will improve much this year compared to 2019.
Well, stagnating fresh graduate salaries and jobs is not a new problem. What does the government need to do to really resolve this? Or do we need to just allow the market to find its equilibrium?
Well, that is a very good question. I feel that the introduction of the minimum wage laws are very important, but there needs to be more needs to be done to increase the wages in Malaysia. For example, collective bargaining through trade associations and also worker associations can empower workers to rectify their compensation schedule, their benefits at work, and also working conditions. So to date, worker associations in Malaysia are monitored strictly and do not necessarily have the freedom to push for change within a certain firm. So again, this is very different compared to our neighboring countries like Vietnam and Indonesia, where the trade associations are relatively stronger.
Now, Joyita, with the idea of collective bargaining and trade associations comes, I guess, this notion of creating friction in businesses or making it harder for people to do businesses. Is that narrative true to a certain extent, or is it just something that we need to, is it part of a balance that we need to balance out now?
I think when we're trying to aim to become a high income status country, there needs to be this collective bargaining mechanism should be strengthened. If we were to join in the original TPP agreement, it was highlighted that the four principles of the ILO conventions need to be ratified, and this would include enabling trade associations or workers to be grouped so that collective bargaining can happen. So again, this is very much in line with international standards. And if Malaysia is going to achieve a high income status country, this is just one of those criteria that we need to have on the ground.
How can collective bargaining and the government push for higher productivity? It seems to me that's the crucial question here, productivity.
So again, I think this is just logic when you are compensated well and when workers are taken care of through benefits and also through different protection systems and given a very conducive working condition, then organically productivity will increase. So again, it is very important for the companies as well as the government to push for the empowerment of workers, because then it can only lead to higher productivity in the long run.
So Juwita, taking a look at the current situation now, what options are there for fresh graduates then to join the workforce? Should they be reskilling themselves, or is gig work something they should be seriously considering?
I usually tell the youngsters to find opportunities in upskilling themselves, especially in the time of pandemic. For those who can afford to continue their studies or go back to studying, I feel that this is the best time for them. For those who cannot do so, the gig economy provides on-demand jobs for the short term. The downside of such jobs is that it doesn't provide much job security, and also it doesn't provide for much social safety net, such as work injury insurance and also retirement savings. Hopefully, the 50 million matching grant for the gig economy platforms will be increased year by year, as in 2020, it was only aimed to benefit only 30,000 workers. So there's room for improvement.
In terms of room for improvement, so the Malaysian government had schemes to get companies to hire fresh graduates and to provide some retraining. Where do you think how could we improve on some of these programs?
I think that is a very good way forward. For ISIS Malaysia, we did a short analysis on youth unemployment and we published it in 2020. And we found that given that fresh grads would need training and also upskilling, we thought that collaboration with the private sector is very much needed. So this can be through training them through different apprenticeship placements. And this is very much needed, especially when job availability is still scarce, as we know now, because most firms are still in their survival mode. So this would be one area to explore aggressively for the government.
Now, Juwita, earlier we made mention to minimum wages as a part of this solution or possible solution. But I guess, would employers be open to this, considering that even when Pakatan Harapan tried to raise it to a certain level in the last administration, there was a lot of pushback here. And there is also an argument to be made that raising the minimum wage will keep younger people out of the job force. What do you think of all of this?
Well, so the minimum wages are to be reviewed every 2 years. So the last time it was raised was last year in February, just before the lockdown. So the next scheduled raise will be early next year. So here I would like to emphasize that wage increases should be at par with rising living costs and also standards, as well as taking into account inflation rate. So organically, wages are supposed to rise according to the inflation rate, especially for a developing country like Malaysia. And as Tokpa mentioned, it is very unnatural to have wages unchanged for more than 10 years. So whether we like it or not, there needs to be a certain progression in wage increases. And again, if we are to be a high-income country with relatively abundant skilled workers, then minimum wages and also wages need to rise accordingly to standard of living and cost of living.
Jyotha, thank you so much for your time. That was Dr. Jyotha Mohamad, fellow at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies, more commonly known as ISIS Malaysia. And actually, for a guide to understanding fresh graduate salaries, check out the Roommate series by BFM. You can find that on Facebook, Instagram, and all our social medias. They did a segment called "Are You Happy with Your Salary?" That deep dived on this, and you can check that out. Like I said, on all our social medias. Right now, we're going into the 8 a.m. news bulletin, and after that, the Breakfast Grill. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.